Lummis warns. This Congress is crypto's last window. Before 2030, Senator Cynthia Lummis told a crypto audience this week that the United States has one realistic chance left to set rules for digital assets. And it closes when this Congress ends. Her message, reported by Wu Blockchain on May 30, 2026, if the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act does not pass both chambers in the current session, the next opening for broad crypto legislation is likely 2030. The next window for digital asset legislation after this Congress is likely 2030, Lummis said. Until then, developers remain exposed with no legal protections, and law enforcement remains without the tools to hold bad actors accountable. A bill stuck between two chambers, the Clarity Act, would divide oversight of digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC and give developers and exchanges a defined legal category to operate within. The House passed it with bipartisan support almost a year ago. In the Senate, the Agriculture Committee has advanced its piece, and the White House has signaled support. That leaves a full Senate floor vote as the remaining hurdle before the two chambers reconcile their versions. Lummis framed the holdup as a timing problem rather than a substance one. The pieces exist, the schedule does not. A bill that does not clear both chambers before the term ends resets to zero, and the committee work, floor time, and negotiated text all have to be rebuilt from scratch in the next Congress. The midterms are the real clock. The deadline Lummis is pointing at is not 2030 in the abstract. It is November 2026. Midterm elections can change which party controls each chamber and which senators chair the committees that decide what reaches the floor. Even a modest reshuffle can push crypto down the priority list for years. Her stronger argument is structural. Right now, the House, the Senate Committee of Jurisdiction, and the White House are aligned on the same bill at the same time. That kind of agreement across all three is uncommon in Washington, and Lummis described it as fragile in an election year. Lose any one leg, and the other two cannot carry the bill alone. That is the case she is making for why the window does not reopen on a predictable schedule once it shuts. Stakes that reach payment rails. Market structure law is not an abstraction for anyone building consumer crypto products in the United States. It decides whether a token is treated as a security or a commodity, which regulator and exchange answers to, and how custody and settlement are supervised. Those answers set the ground rules for the issuers and processors behind U.S. crypto card programs, many of which already route spending through dollar peg tokens. Stablecoins are the clearest example. Congress moved separately on stablecoin oversight, but a token's day-to-day use, including the stablecoin spending that powers a growing share of card volume, still sits inside the broader market structure debate over who supervises what. A 4-year gap in legal clarity does not stop products from launching. It does push some of them offshore and leaves U.S. users on rails whose legal footing can shift with the next enforcement action. A quiet market backdrop. The warning landed during a flat stretch for prices. Bitcoin traded near $7,341 as of May 30, 2026, down about 0.2% on the day, with the fear and greed index reading 33 in fear territory. Ether sat just above $2,000. Policy headlines rarely move spot prices on their own, and this one did not. The relevance is slower. The rules that come out of this Congress, or do not, will shape where U.S. crypto businesses can operate for the rest of the decade. Lummis has incentive to sound urgent, and a deadline warning is also a way to pressure colleagues who control the calendar. The factual core holds up regardless. The bill has cleared real checkpoints, a Senate floor vote is the gap, and the legislative calendar does compress sharply once a midterm campaign takes over Washington's attention.